Lunch Break on Lotus FM. The occurrence of Alzheimer's disease is on the rise worldwide, and South Africa is no exception. Although the majority of people suffering from Alzheimer's are older, the disease can strike at any age and is currently incurable, meaning that all Alzheimer's patients need care for the remainder of their lives. Barry Kagenson, CEO of Aurea Senior Living, joins me now to chat more about Alzheimer's. Barry, thank you for joining me on the show.
Thanks very much for having me.
Firstly, please provide insight to what Alzheimer's is and how it affects the human memory and cognitive functioning.
So Alzheimer's is a form of dementia, which is a general term for cognitive decline in older people. And typically, the impact of dementia is memory loss, particularly starting with short-term memory, confusion, and ultimately that really leads to a significant compromise in the ability of a person with dementia to cope with the activities of daily living. So it is a condition that has a significant impact on people's daily lives ultimately, and it is progressive. So it does deteriorate, of course, over time.
So what are the risk factors to be aware of for Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia?
So I'll preface this by saying that I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical person.
Sure.
But generally, the thinking is that in order to slow any kind of cognitive decline, it's very important to have, for example, regular social interaction. One of the big risk factors is loneliness, isolation, in the progression or in the onset of dementia. So it's very important for older people to have opportunities to regularly socialize, to spend time with family and friends, and also, of course, that cognitive stimulation is so important, so to engage in activities daily that allow for mental and mental stimulation, such as attending classes or even playing bridge, which a lot of old people do, either card games or to even watching, stimulating movies or attending talks and lectures or doing some kind of art or listening to music even is a cognitive stimulation. So all these kind of things have been shown to slow the onset of dementia.
Barry, I read about this the other day. After 65, the risk of developing Alzheimer's doubles every 5 years. How is this so?
So the risk of dementia increases with age. And, of course, that's just a statistic that's been determined over time, is that the older you get, the more likely you are, of course, to develop dementia. The statistic over the age of 80, I speak under correction, but I think over the age of 80, one in four adults has some form of cognitive decline related to dementia. So with increasing life expectancies and people living well into their 80s and 90s now, the prevalence of dementia is far higher than it's ever been. And given the forward outlook for life expectancies and over the next 20, 30, 40 years, it's certainly anticipated that the number of people living with dementia will increase significantly. And that has an impact on a lot of different aspects of healthcare, of economies, of family dynamics, and all sorts of things. So it presents a whole lot of different issues that need to be dealt with in the future.
Let's bring healthcare into it now. How can care providers improve the quality of life for patients living with this disease?
So there's a lot of different theories and philosophies around dementia care. I think the important thing is and how we operate our dementia care facilities within our Aurea communities is it's very important to understand the reality of someone living with dementia and understand what causes anxiety to them. And often this is confusion and lack of recall ability, in other words, a decline in memory. And I think it's important for caregivers to understand this and almost put themselves in the reality of that person, and in doing so, reduce the stress and anxiety for that person, because that is a lot really of the manifestation of the symptoms of dementia with people. So it becomes a lot easier to manage people with dementia if one can almost understand their reality and act accordingly to their needs and to anything that might be sort of an issue for them.
Barry Kagenson, this has been a very informative conversation with. Thank you so much for discussing Alzheimer's on the show this afternoon.
Thanks very much.
It's Lunch Break on Lotus FM.